When the prodigal son came home, he was happy and dad was happy. But there's an older brother, and that's a different story. When he came in from the field, heard the music and dancing, who the party was for and why, he became angry and wouldn't go in. He said to dad, "Look, that son of yours squandered your property. I've slaved for you all these years, always obedient, yet you never even killed a goat for me and my friends." "But you're always with me, and all I have is yours," dad replied. "Your brother came home. He was lost and is found. That's why we had to celebrate." You see, the older brother had the joyous opportunity to be with dad even when the younger brother was gone. But he didn't see it that way. He had worked hard and earned his reward. He was the one that was proving himself to be the slave. The younger brother could only accept dad's generous provisions as a gift. That's the only way anybody can be part of God's kingdom. Receive it as a gift. Then serve God because you love him. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Denny and Jennifer McDaniels, a husband and wife team, are a great resource for all of your cartridge reloading needs. At Duck Creek Sporting Goods, you can find the best brass and bullets at the best prices. They offer current, discontinued, and hard-to-find brass, bullets, and die sets, plus much, much more. Check us out at DuckCreekSportingGoods.com for all of your cartridge reloading needs. DuckCreekSportingGoods.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Ah! Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Joe Biden is struggling to raise money. This is out of the Daily Caller. He can't raise money for his library, for his presidential library. Well, Joe, they haven't told Joe that he really never was a legitimate president. And because he's not the legitimate president, never was, he doesn't have any business trying to raise money for a, I guess you could call it a non-presidential library, the Joe Biden non-presidential library. So he has challenges. It says that he has challenges raising between 200 and 300 million. Well, that's not the only challenge Joe has. Joe has many challenges. Number one, he has a wife who looks more appealing in a panda bear suit than she does naturally. So he's got challenges, all right. Jill's pretty hot when she's in that. Everybody love panda bears. Panda bears are just, there's something about them, they're just lovable. And Jill is lovable when she's in that panda bear outfit. Now, when she takes it off, that is definitely a Halloween costume. That is a costume that will freak out anybody that rings a doorbell and trick-or-treats in that costume. My wife says sometimes I might be mean. I'm a mean person. I'm not mean. I'm just honest. Jill, in the panda bear outfit, she's a darling. Outside of the outfit, she is a nightmare. So that's some of the challenges that Joe has. And the other challenge is I don't know if he realizes that there were people involved in swinging the numbers on the election night last 4 years ago. So he's not president. Top of that, he has other challenges. He has a vice president that puts together word salads, and he has moments of, you know, just like I just have. I don't even know how to describe it. He has moments. Joe's having another moment. So the problem that the reason why he can't raise this money is because he's always been weak as it pertains to fundraising. Now, he can rob, he can steal. He's not weak. I mean, that's a strength. He can threaten, like the Ukrainian president. Oh, he can threaten, make these threats, and things get done. He can steal billions from the American people and give it to Ukraine. He can steal billions to put in his own bank account, his brother's bank account, his son's bank account. Well, there's enough money in the Biden family to build a Joe Biden non-presidential library. There is more than enough money in that family. And it says that he's unwilling to partake in fundraising tactics, such as honestly asking people for donations. You know, when you're a gangster, you come and ask for donations with the old 38 in hand. Some of the donors have stated that they're not going to make any decisions to donate until the election is over, till it is clear. Others have stated that there's been animosity and confusion due to Biden's early exit from the 2024 presidential race. And they're upset with his short-lived re-election campaign. People are upset with Joe. You see, Joe can't deliver the goods any longer. Because he's no longer president, he can't assist these people who are coming to raise funds for their agendas. They have their own agendas. They're fundraising also, but they need Joe in power. He says that his alma mater is Syracuse University and the University of Delaware. And these two universities are competing to be the chosen location of the library. Well, sure. You know how many? $200 million, $300 million to build that library? Do you think that's what it would really cost? No. By the time you have the unions involved, you have the corrupt union bosses, you have the corrupt governor of the state of Pennsylvania, you have the corrupt county people and the city people and the university people, and it's going to be $1 billion. Everybody's coming with their hand out. It's called extortion. It's called theft. So the fundraising challenges for this non-presidential library is not going to be the first time Joe has run into issues with winning over donors. Especially now, he's going to really lose a lot of donors. The donors are going to bail because he was on video biting the feet of little children, taking a big old bite, putting the foot of this one little girl in his mouth. Well, not the whole foot, but the whole top of the foot. All the way to the back of the foot to the leg. This is Halloween. It's a frightening time to be around Joe Biden. Keep your children in. You want them to be able to walk. They need their feet. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673. 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
We got to close it out. That's it for the Wolfman Jack Show for tonight.
Again, I love you, but I'm all alone.
I'm all alone till I see it again tomorrow night, baby. Until tomorrow, I love you so much.
I'm so blue.
Bye.
And the Wolfman Jack on Halloween night. I wanted to get the howl in, but I'll do that later maybe. Some people have class. And Jill Biden has class when she has on the panda suit. But when she takes it off, it's a Halloween mask. And there are other people too. I mean, this would be, you want to scare the daylight, living daylights of children? Put on a Kamala mask and start laughing when they open the door. When you open the door and these little children are standing there waiting for candy and you have a Kamala mask on and you start laughing like she laughs, these little kids will run away. Mama, mama, I need to change my Depends. Mama. It's Halloween. And who else would scare the living daylights out of people? Joe, for sure. Joe. And Victoria Nuland. She's a frightening sight. Rachel Maddow. And Oprah. Whoopi. And what's the one lady that has had sex with demons? What is her name? She's on The View. I can't think of her name. She's got the red hair, the red kind of a hairdo. What is her name? I know. Thank you. I know you guys are trying to help me. I'm going to get it. I almost had it. She has declared on that program that over the weekend she had sex with demons. Joey Bayer. Thank you. Appreciate you. I could tell you were out there trying to help me. And I caught it. Joey Behar. I wonder what she's doing tonight. It's Halloween night. The demons will be out. And Whoopi had to shut her up. Whoopi changed the topic so fast, you couldn't believe it. But anyhow, This is America 2024, the United States of America, the land of the plumed serpent. Okay, now I better get to something I wanted to cover. Donald Trump has stated that should he become president, he immediately, he plans to end the Russian war in Ukraine by freezing it. This was a report in the Financial Times 2 days ago, 3 days ago. He said he would end the war within 24 hours. He didn't elaborate on how. All you'd have to do is call Vladimir. Tell Vladimir we're not going to send any more money to Ukraine. The billions are now cut off. We're not going to fund. We're going to make the NATO nations. We're going to tell them, if you don't stop the aggression toward Russia, we're going to cut off all monies to your nations. But he said that he's going to stop the war within 24 hours. And the Inner Circle says he might entail pressing Ukraine to cede territory or to give up on its NATO aspirations. J.D. Vance out in September outlined the idea of freezing the war by establishing an autonomous region on both sides of the DMZ, leaving Ukraine outside of NATO. So Trump's allies, they're urging that the Ukraine is losing the war and therefore pushing for a settlement is morally right. And Ukraine is losing the war. I was reading an article that I forgot here a year ago, and it was saying that Ukraine is basically being on the auction block, is being, you might say, pieced out to these major companies like BlackRock and these companies in the United States. I don't know if Bechtel, the big mega corporations that go in and rebuild like they did in World War II and in Germany and Europe, in France, in England after the war was over, and in Japan they go in and they build the steel companies, Nippon Steel. They rebuild the infrastructure, and then these American companies, they make trillions of dollars now. Not billions, trillions. So BlackRock and maybe some of these other major corporations, they're, and digital, all the digital world too, the AI world, the building, the rail systems, that's one thing. The transportation systems, that's another thing. Maybe building everything needed. I just remembered that Ukraine is the big experiment for, what was the term? It would be the most advanced country in the world. No currency, all digital, everything AI, computerized, robots, and the money, another big money that would go into Ukraine is pharmaceuticals, biotech, all these big laboratories testing genetics of every kind with all the new technology for transhumanism. So that Ukraine, there's big money to be made. Already the corporations in the world are considering what's going to happen to rebuild the Gaza Strip in that area. And already American companies are lining up. All these major companies in this country. And in Beirut, Israel just issued, I think it was yesterday, stating that they realized that Hezbollah, they are trained individually, 2-3 people at a time, to move into an apartment with the family. And the family takes care of them. The families have to, you know, they have to put in a little skin in the game too. And so these terrorists, they have perfected the way in which to use the civilians as a shield, a covering. They can shower. They have a place to eat. They have someone doing their laundry. They can borrow their vehicles. It's a brilliant plan. Demonic? Yes. Brilliant? Yes. Demonically brilliant? Yeah. And so this is why Israel has been forced to take out an apartment here, an apartment there. And then some of these buildings, These people like to stay together. Birds of a feather like to flock together. So these people, these terrorists, these Hezbollah terrorists, in a apartment unit of 200 units, you'll have 100 of those units that have Hamas terrorists in that building. Half of the apartments are housing Hamas. This is why they take out the third, fourth, fifth floor. If not, they just collapse the whole building. There's no real count. It's very hard to make a body count of the terrorists that are dying. Been the thousands and upon thousands, tens of thousands, because they're buried in rubble. We in the West, we think, we believe, many are led to believe that this is a genocide on these people by Israel. It's not. The genocide is just the opposite. The genocide is directed daily toward the children, the Jewish people. That's a genocide. This is why in Gaza, Hamas, they want Israel to completely move all of the military out. Because you move the military out, like I stated last hour, you have the vacuum. And there's going to be a great sucking sound of more terrorists coming, Arabs coming from Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, Yemen. A great sucking sound of more terrorists coming right back into Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu is not going to allow it. The American people, we just see the bombing taking place. We don't know we don't get the details. We don't get the why. And I'm afraid that the Christian community, many in the patriot Christian community, they don't know what this war is about. They see it just as Israel occupying an area. They don't see, because they don't know prophecy. They don't care about prophecy. They were never trained in end time matters. They don't believe that Armageddon is coming. They don't believe that this digital system in this country, cashless, they're a little nervous about it, but it's in Revelation chapter 13. But they don't want to read. They want to believe what they want to believe, but they don't want to believe what the Bible says about what's coming to the United States, that the United States is in the Bible, that we are going to be like Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 20 to about 23, America is a nation that God has allowed to come into existence. It's been developed by the prince of the power of the air. It is the nation that God is going to use to be the hammer, a wrecking maul, a sledgehammer, a 30-pound sledgehammer. And this country, we are going to destroy nations internationally. This is what it says about America. And these people don't realize what America is, what we are, what we're going to do. You do, because you're listening. I'll be back. The present truth. This is the present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, Call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Attention seniors, do you get confused with all those Medicare ads on TV? You don't have to call an 800 number to get your Medicare questions answered. Hi, I'm Medicare Dan, your local Medicare specialist. My job is to help people just like you when it comes to anything Medicare. Call me today, 970-612-8717, and check out my webpage at danthemedicareman.com. That's danthemedicareman.com.
Again, Monday through Friday from 11 to 1, the Present Truth program. And in the evening, 6 to 7, Monday through Friday, the first hour of each day's program plays again on AM Radio 1360 KHNC. 1360 KHNC. The podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. Oh boy, what did I do with my notes here? So Trump is going to end the war. And I think he can do it. But America is going to have a moment. We're going to have a a moment. And the moment is going to be when neither Donald Trump or Kamala will be the ruler or the president. I don't want to say the final person, the final president of this country. Let's erase the name president. The person that will eventually rule this country in the final, as the final ruler, will not be Kamala, will not be Donald. It's disturbing. My friends, they don't like it. They don't like me. They don't think I'm crazy. They know I'm not. They don't think I'm strange because they realize I'm not strange either. I'm actually very, very normal. They don't think I'm strange, weird. They don't think I'm AB normal because I'm not AB normal. Different? I'm not even sure I'm different. I just know that by studying the Bible, I take what the Bible says, and then I look at what happens in society, reading, listening to different people, and all of a sudden in the last 2 months, in the last year maybe, I've been saying that Trump is not going to be the... He had a time where he was in power, but he would be removed from power, though he should be in power. But I've been saying, I think for over 4 years, that it would be Barry Satoru. That's the Christian name for Barack Obama. He was the stepson of Lalo Satoru, Lolo Satoru. He was Lolo Satoru was CIA in Asia, and he married Barry's supposed mother. What was his mother's name? I have too many things floating around in my head. Too many, not voices. I don't have voices in my head. I just have too many things I've read. Her name was Ann Durham. You thought I was going to forget. Ann Durham. Durham. I saw the photo of Durham and Clinton. I'm sorry, and Barry when he was like 3. He was with, was it the Bushes? And Bush was CIA. Barry was CIA eventually in his teen years and above. And his mother, Durham, she was also CIA. The reports were that she was infiltrator to the Black Panthers. And the story that I read goes like this, that there was no way for J. Edgar Hoover, who was a bigot, he hated blacks, Hispanics, Asians, ants, dogs, cats. He just hired only white Anglo-Saxon FBI agents. And many were Nazis. I know most of you have not probably unfamiliar with this. I was, until I didn't go to Google. I went to different search engines, reading different articles and making sure that one of the very hard things to do is to find the truth. But if you find government records, generally the government records are accurate if they're not blacked out. You have lines and lines and lines of black marker. But anyhow, Edgar Hoover needed to infiltrate, I think it was the Black Panthers or the Black Movement, because after World War II, there were a lot of black soldiers that were very unhappy because they weren't promoted, and they should be, to positions in the military. And so there was a little resentment, quite a bit. And Hoover wanted to infiltrate those that were unhappy. And the only way to do that was through prostitutes. White, attractive, young prostitutes. The story is that Ann Dunham was such a person. Worked for J. Edgar. And she was CIA. Later, Barry was CIA. And Lolo was also CIA. He was controlled by the CIA in Asia. I'm trying to remember what was it, what was the name of the nation? I'll think of it. I almost had it. I'll remember. Lolo Satoru. And Barry is the individual that is going to carry the responsibility of this kingdom of darkness to come, called America, the land of the plumed serpent, to the time of Christ, or just prior to. So you take what is written, you take the black and the white, and you filter through it. You take the Bible, and you make sure that, or you take your time to see things as accurately as possible. Then you can make, you know, a prediction, or not a prediction, a forecast. I'll be back with more forecasts. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey folks, the Rev here. The PE Sportsman and Survival Show is coming to Island Grove Park in Greeley November 9th and 10th. You'll see hundreds of vendors featuring survival accessories, guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much, much more. With free seminars included with admission both days, discover what thousands have learned. PE Shows is where it's at. Visit PEShows.com for more details. See you at the show.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
We'll be right back.
in the late 60s and early 70s, with all the buddies and the, you know, we were all young, hippie, clean hippies at the time. We weren't dirty hippies, we were clean hippies. We used to always say, hey man, what's going on? Oh, you know, man, just trying to get it together. That's what we were always trying to do, get it together. And that's what the world is still trying to do, get it together. And it won't happen. Not until Christ comes. The world, the leaders of the world are mad. They're mad with power. They're mad because of power. They're drunk. And they are, Henry Kissinger put it best, to be an enemy of the United States is dangerous. To be a friend of America, of the United States, is fatal. There are a third of the nations of the world that are friends of empire. And it's a fatal. It's fatal. They can never be free to a great degree of the grip of this society, of this, not the society, of the culture, yeah, of the power structure of this country, very difficult to be free. It's to be a friend of a cobra or a black mamba or a rattlesnake can be fatal. And we are what I just presented. We are a nation like no nation ever in the history of mankind. And it's in the Bible. There will be one nation, the Bible says, that will be different. It will be like a beast. It will be a beast empire. It will be different from every other nation that has gone before it. More powerful than Germany could have ever been, England, France, Spain, Greece, Rome, Egypt, Assyria, all of the ancient powers of the world. This nation would be, a nation would be the most sophisticated through technology. Daniel chapter 12 says that one of the signs of the end would be the ability of mankind to travel. Travel would be just like a snap. You want to go somewhere? Get a ticket. And you can be there. But the more important thing is it said it would be, the world would be in a time of great knowledge. And the Greek word is gnosis. Gnosis. K-N-O-I-S-O-S, I think it is. Great knowledge. And we would be, and I use the term, we would be in a panoptic or panosis world. All knowing. And now you have the children of the devil putting together something so evil. It is called artificial intelligence. It is AI. And they are hell-bent on bringing into existence this ability of silicone. Everything is silicone. Sand, made out of sand. These chips, to be able to think, to have logic, to understand power, and recognize and realize who the enemy to this new ability. The enemy will be who? The enemy of AI will be Homo sapien. or Homo sapien plus? Homo sapien plus some other genetic addition, or two or three different types of genetic DNA to Homo sapien. This is what the Bible says, that AI will be Satan's final vehicle to destroy the world. And Christ said if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. Meaning, flesh is flesh. Whether it be a fish, whether it be the beasts of the field, whether it be the fowl of the air, or mankind himself, no beast. All flesh will be, no flesh will survive. It will be not just through disease, but it will be through AI, artificial intelligence. Panosis, the knowledge that God said would happen at the end of the world is here. We're at the end of the world. You don't have to believe me. Just watch.
Vote no on Amendment 79. This radical and extreme bill will ban parental notice for minors getting an abortion. It will allow abortions up to 9 months of pregnancy on healthy mothers and healthy babies. And it will repeal the constitutional ban Coloradoans voted for and force taxpayers to pay for abortions. Colorado is the number one destination for abortions, and you will be footing the bill. Go to righttoknowcolorado.com. That's righttoknowcolorado.com.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
We are in the, excuse me, most, I don't know, some people would say the most disturbing time in mankind's history. True. But at the same time, we're in a time where, according to the Bible, there is going to be hope, unimaginable hope for mankind. But it comes through an individual by the name of Jesus Christ, or for the Jewish people, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah. the one who saves from sin in this world and saves from eternal fire. And because of media internationally, and even Starlink, a way in which even people living in the jungles can have access to events occurring. The main event that is occurring presently, above all things that are happening, yes, there's war in Ukraine, war in the Middle East, election in America, China wanting to take over Taiwan. The main thing is the world is now experiencing shifts and changes. And with each change, with each shift, we are being given more signs, greater signs, that Jesus Christ is on his way. Because if he doesn't get here in time, no flesh will be saved. The children of the devil are moving at light speed to destroy societies through civil upheaval, civil unrest, not just internationally, but in this country, and to they don't want two or three major wars, they want 10 major wars in every continent, all seven continents. So as they are beginning their move to destroy, Christ is coming and making it known that he is coming. He must come, because he's the only one that can offer a world that is dying. He's the only one that can offer hope to the world. I wanted to say that presently, the first hour of each day's program is on evenings during the week, 6 to 7. That is going to change on the 11th of November. The first hour will be played every morning, 6 to 7. So in the morning, starting the 11th of November, this program, the first hour, will be aired 6 to 7 on AM radio, 1360 KHNC, or 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. I just remembered I needed to let you know. I'm going to be vacating the 6 to 7 hour. I'll be on 6 to 7 in the morning.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.